grants were 10 years, not 20. I thought federal was 20 and MoDOT. Is this not a MoDOT grant?
No, it's MoDOT. Most are 20.
MoDOT
or lifespan on equipment.
For some reason, I was thinking MoDOT was 10 and federal was 20.
They require us for the commission to issue an ordinance to enter into the agreement and then the actual execution of the aid agreement.
So we have the order to provide. Just got you as a signer.
I was going to say, in this one, it is a single signer, so with the approval, it would need giving me authorization for signature.
Oh, that's already got you on the phone.
It's a 90-10 match.
Yeah. On the order side.
Okay. Well, in the back part, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Move to approve the order to provide for airport aid agreement and reimbursement of funds by and between or authorizing County Commission to execute a contract between the County of Taney and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the grant agreement for Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Airport Aid Agreement by and between Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next on our agenda, we have the Equipment Service Agreement, file number 23-146, Recorder. With us, we have Ms. Jody Stahl, Taney County Recorder.
Good morning.
Good morning. These are for the new cabinets, is that correct?
No, this is a equipment service agreement on my scanners. And
That's who you've had your agreement with before.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. It's just an annual renewal. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't raise prices. They're the same.
Any questions?
Nope.
Move to approve the equipment service agreement, file number 23-146 REC, between Missouri Document Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next order of business, we have agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract, the stipulated price, Taney County Judicial Center, letter of recommendation, and change order number one, file number 23-117, maintenance. With us this morning, we have our maintenance supervisor and coordinator, Mr. Scott Terpening.
Hi, guys.
How are you, sir?
Good.
So we want to do the agreement first and then the change order.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Move to accept the start date of Monday, January 1, 2024 on the Taney County Judicial Center Settlement Project and to authorize written notification of that acceptance to Great River and K. Davis Enterprises.
Second with a discussion.
Have motion and a second with discussion.
By putting January 1, that doesn't mean that they actually have to start on New Year's Day, does it?
No.
No, it just gives a date, a timeline, a good standard timeline over the first of the year. Because I think they're, with the previous discussion, their intent wasn't to start until later in January, possibly even 1st of February.
I just didn't want it to require to have our maintenance here on New Year's Day.
No, no, not at all. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then on the change order, just for note, it lowers it $11,000, so it's a decrease in the change order. So that's good.
Yeah, and that was by us doing the, Taney County, Road and Bridge, providing the asphalt and doing the asphalt section of it.
So move to approve the change order to agreement between Taney County and K. Davis Enterprises.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sheriff, are you ready? Okay. We're going to jump back up the agenda there with our unfinished business for the fiscal year 2023 State Homeland Security Grant Program Subaward Agreement, file number 23-149, as for Sheriff.
Okay, so I called the state office, talked to Joni McCarter. She's the one that the letter came from, and she said to go with the 2025 date. Obviously, the grant will close out whenever we spend the funds, which we will place the order for the fingerprint scanners is what we're looking to purchase. We'll place that as soon as the grant's fully executed, so it's not going to take till 2025, but she said to use that date.
Okay. Seems more sensible.
Any further discussion?
Nope. Move to approve the Missouri Department of Public Safety Office of Homeland Security DPS Grant Subaward Agreement.
Second.
Have motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You all have a good day.
You too.
You too.
She's got them right there. Next on our agenda, we have court orders. In front of us, we have Ms. Kim Lovelace and Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Stephanie Spencer, Taney County Clerk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. We want to present in front of the commission two abatements that you have in front of you.
We have the abatement number 213480. Erroneous assessment. It looks like it was assessed like as commercial property, nightly rental, and
yes, it was assessed as commercial, and it should have been residential.
Mm-hmm. So if they don't fill out the form each year, then they assume it's going to be commercial, and they automatically assess it's not a rental. Is that the policy then?
That would be a question for the customer
I've had
office.
Customers call me on that, so I wanted to know. Because they got that form with another form.
Yes, the first one I didn't look at, Susan. The second one I looked at, and we actually did have a form that said it was not a nightly rental, so I'm not sure why it ever got changed.
Okay.
Form.
But both of them were just put on as nightly rental, and they were not.
Okay.
Thank you. I move to approve abatement number 213480.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
It's the same parcel number. As I'm just looking at the evidence you guys gave us. 2015, 17, 18, it says owned by Catherine Fox.
Mm-hmm.
What is this in 2020 where it's Christy, is it Guys? And it is rented.
It looks like they had sold it, that Fox owned it. I looked back on, and it looks like
they bought it back?
Uh-huh. Okay. And when they bought it back, they with them living said they were not nightly rental.
So Fox sold it and bought it back?
That's when I looked at the bills. That's the way they went. Fox had them to begin with, and then for a couple of years, the other people.
That's what I'm saying. They bought it back?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe not like an owner finance thing then. Okay. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next abatement number is 213481.
Move to approve abatement number 213481.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that the one that you said there was a letter on? I didn't. The letter that we had in here was from the year 2015. And it was when Chuck Pinnell and Chuck. That's okay. I was always wondering because we had letters from 2011 through the 15 on the other and under.
We used to send them out every year.
Uh-huh.
We don't do that anymore. We haven't since at least 2021.
Oh, well, customer brought me a letter that he was sent out. He bought. That's the reason I was asking if the policy was if you didn't fill out that letter, if you automatically put it on as nightly rental. Because his letter said response required or something other stamped on it, and it was a nightly rental letter, and it was stapled to where he had bought.
Yeah, when it's brand new, yeah. Okay. Then we always send one out.
Oh. Well, like Missouri is a non-disclosure state,
right.
So when it's got that other letter with it, they think, you know, we're non-disclosure. We don't.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
Appreciate you.
I have 10:28 a.m. We will be in recess. We're scheduled for Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs.